So yeah, it's Saturday.
Got a new light.
Yes, as you can see. We're still playing around with it, but it's like we wanted something a little more mysterious and atmospheric.
Yeah, I bought this DMX right here. Cheap Chinese DMX. And I got daisy chain these lights eventually and learn how to program it. Right now, I just got to kind of set up caveman style.
Yeah, we're just kind of like
they're just farting around with it. Each one's individually programmed, and it's on a damn extension cords.
Ooh, but once I, like Suspiria.
Yeah, but I got all the DMX cables and everything, all daisy chain them on there and program them. And hopefully, I'll be able to get something better than that going. Got to get this.
That's pretty cool. I mean, honestly, we've experimented with all the different lights because we just got these lights today.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I'm putting this up later than usual because we've been like farting around with that and trying to get it. Really seems like, you know, it has all colors, but it seems like blue really looks the best.
Yeah, it's because our walls are kind of bluish gray.
So
if you put any other color on them, it just looks white.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, let's have green and red and stuff. But it's like, the red looks okay, but the blue, like, is by far looks the nicest.
Green just ends up looking white.
And gold looked white.
Gold looked white.
Yeah.
At least on that color background.
Yeah.
But
well,
it looks a little more interesting than it used to look.
Yeah. And eventually, like I said, we only literally just got these lights, like, a couple hours ago. And we've just been playing with them to see, like, what looks good. So, you know. We're just like experimenting and trying shit out.
We'll get it worked out.
Yeah. But let's see. So it's Saturday. We recorded an episode of the show last night, and it's a long one.
Yeah, man. I got loaded too.
I know. I don't think he even remembered what he was saying.
I don't remember most of that shit. I was fucking yelling and stuff.
You know how he gets when he gets like, when he just starts drunk and he like starts waving around in the chair and like
and I'm complaining about fucking invisible shit and glitching out and then just when I start hitting fucking hour two and a half, I'm usually pretty fucking loaded. So we're talking about these cases and stomping these girls to death, you know, that goth girl to death, you know, those kids did that in England. I was fucking pissed. And
yeah, so he was just getting mad at it.
Our friend Mouse was spinning live, so I put her on and showing her spin, and she was waving, but I missed it. I said, "You're on a show, wave." And she waved to me, and I turned it around.
And I was like, shit. Oh,
she stopped. She stopped waving.
You could still see her, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was like, she was doing, because obviously DJs and shit like that can't do anything, so they're just doing like shit from their houses.
Yeah, and everybody fucking drinking and shit. I was like blasted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, I only had two, and I think I drank them slower than usual, but it's like I had to wake up at 6 this morning and throw up a little bit. I don't think that was because of the amount of liquor, though. I think it was because it was cranberry juice.
Yeah.
And
it's supposed to be good for your liver.
Yeah, it's good for your bladder also,
yeah.
So they say. And also because we'd had spaghetti and meatballs, so it was like kind of like a lot of acid.
Acids and stuff.
Like in there. The same. So I kind of woke up this morning and I was like, oh, man. Ugh.
Yeah.
But the nice thing, though, is that I actually ended up going back to sleep and I slept till 11 o'clock. I don't even remember the last time I did that.
Yeah.
I was like, I must have fucking needed it. It helped because it was like storming this morning, so it was like really dark. Because I woke up and I was like, oh, maybe it must be still early. So I went to sleep. Poor little Pookie was, because it was thundering like really bad. Like at first, I didn't even know it was thunder. I'm like, is that the garbage truck? Isn't the garbage day? What the fuck is that noise? Yeah. But it's like it was fucking thunder and shit. And poor little Pookie was sleeping next to me on the bed. And she just like sat up like that, like.
Yeah. It stayed dark forever.
Yeah, and she was like looking around going, mommy, what is that? And I kept going, it's okay, it's okay. And she was just like over there shaking, her little ears were shaking and stuff.
I turn around and it looks better back there than it does on the screen. It looks like a club when you look back. You're like, oh,
that's
shit.
That's what I mean. I was like, ooh, we have like parfaits in here.
Go swimming in the blue light.
You should go back there and like.
Swimming. Swimming in the blue light.
Sexy.
Yeah, I can't help it. That's just genetic. That's just genetic.
He's like, I don't have anything to do with it. So, but so what else is, like I said, not a lot else going on today because we didn't get up until 11 and then we were just like sitting around having coffee and I've been editing the show and the show is so fucking long. We had to record it in like 8 separate segments. And so I had to like piece them all back together and like take out shit where I've like forgot where my place and everything like that. So I'm still not done with it. I'm doing the audio now, but
yeah,
it'll be done.
See what's going on. At some point. What else is going on? Anything going on in the world?
Not much. It's, you know, not that I know of. Like I said, I haven't really had time to look up anything because I've been, like, fucking...
I'm just watching the news, man. It's starting to come out. I fucking called this shit. Nostradamus fucking always calls this shit. Now they're starting to say, yeah, maybe that was something that came out of that damn laboratory. Maybe that was an accident that got... Maybe that was on purpose. You know what I mean? It just... I'll give you fucking next month. Actually, when I first started, I said that shit, what, 6 months ago when it first came out? No. It first came out about 3 months ago when it first broke out over there. I think about 2 months ago. Yeah.
I think it was late December.
Late December. Something like that. Yeah. I'm going to give you fucking next month's news today. Man, we saw tomorrow. Man, we saw next month.
Yeah, that'll be your tagline.
Man, we saw next month. Nostradamus. The man who saw next month. That's how I'm going to get a fucking shirt. We're going to make a shirt like that.
We definitely ought to. Oh, that reminds me, too, that I said this on the regular show, but since the regular show isn't going up till Monday or Tuesday.
Hold on.
What?
Before I forget, you'll remember?
I don't know.
I was talking about me getting a shirt, right? And mm-hmm. I thought, man, I'd be walking around with a shirt with myself on the shirt. And fucking... My friend, my army buddy, fucking Chifino, Miguel Chifino, he's from Cali. We were up in Korea together. Every shirt he had a picture of himself on it. Okay? Because back in the 90s, that was some fucking serious technology. You know what I mean? Remember they had those boots that took a picture and they put... Well, he had been taking pictures of himself in shirts with pictures of himself.
Ooh, for many generations.
He walked by one time and he had a picture of himself on his shirt, and in that picture he had himself wearing a shirt. And he goes, in a shirt, and he goes, and check this out, man. In that picture I had another picture of my shirt. Cause he had so many of them damn things. And my mind was fucking blowing. I was trying to, and I said, did you plan that? And he goes, no, it just happened. It just happened. Miguel was fucking funny, man. It just happened, man. It just happened.
He didn't mean to do it.
It's because he had so many of them, it didn't...
Right.
He had been taking pictures of himself with the shirts that he made.
Right.
Taking pictures of himself. Those little fucking booths at the mall.
Yeah, I remember those.
Well, he had so many of them, every time he'd make a new one, he was wearing a shirt
that had
him with one of those shirts on.
Yeah.
And in that shirt, there was another picture of him. There's like four, man. It's just smaller and smaller. It was fucking hilarious.
It's just kind of like that really early cat meme, which was like endless cat recursion. It was like a cat, like a cat, like sitting next to the screen, like with the picture of the same cat on it. And then people kept going like four levels out.
And then I said, you planned that shit. He goes, it just happened. He had that Chicano accent. It just happened, man. It just happened. And I said, yo, you planned that shit. No, man, just happened. I got pictures of him. I fucking posted pictures of him, me and Chifino, me and Miguel.
That's pretty funny.
On Instagram and YouTube.
Do you remember there used to be, when I was a kid, but it was in the 80s or maybe early 90s, we had a store in our mall too, where it was just like racks of iron-ons.
Yeah.
And you just went in there and you picked whatever color shirt you wanted, and then they ironed on, and they did airbrushing too.
Right. Well, that's where he was getting them.
Yeah.
But they also had the technology to do a quick snapshot of you and put it on that iron. The
shirt, yeah.
Well, he had been doing that over and over again with those fucking shirts on, with him wearing the damn shirt.
Because I remember a long time ago when I was like in the 80s, my mom, for my birthday one year, she had one made that had Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran on it. And it said, I love Simon Le Bon on the back.
Yeah.
And it was like cranberry colored shirt. It was awesome. I wish I still had it.
He's Chicano, man. You know what I mean? And he's missing his family too. So he always had he had those shirts done with pictures of like his sisters as babies. You know what I'm talking about? His sisters as babies, and his mom with the baby sister, and like a grandma. Grandma with
it's
the weird, mom and the baby sweet. And the sister. That's on his shirt and shit. You know, it's a Chicano thing. The whole fucking family's got to be on your shirt.
Okay, well, now.
And you got to be on your shirt wearing a shirt with you on your shirt, on your shirt, on your shirt.
Okay, now we got
to. That's how he was good.
Maybe that's it. That could be the next 13 o'clock shirt we do, is like we'll have. a picture of ourselves with shirts on that have pictures of ourselves on it, and then we'll just like do
just
like
keep
a
going small, small,
and it's just like a Inception type of thing going on.
Yeah.
Now it's like now I'm kind of like I think the
all right, get him on a show and explain that.
I know.
He might still have a picture of that.
You should look on his Facebook page. And
see. Yeah, because he was taking pictures of himself with the shirts on, and then the shirt just like he sweared that it just happened, man.
Yeah. Well, that's really funny that he has like t-shirts with like pictures of
fucking ridiculous
his sisters, his babies, and stuff.
That shit was 1990.
It was well, you know, I can see how everyone got really excited about it because it's like, well, you can put a picture or whatever you want on the shirt.
And, you know, Chicano's fucking real family-oriented, you know. And he was in Korea, you know, so he was...
And he missed that.
We had that shit at Athies, you know, the fucking PX.
Yeah.
Where they could make a shirt for you, too. You know what I mean? And so he was getting pictures of his family put on his shirt.
Now that kind of makes it, like, because one of the...
He'd be drunk as fuck with pictures of his baby sisters on his shirt.
One of my favorite pictures of me from when I was a kid... was my mom took a picture of me when I was 4, and my little baby brother, Eric, was just born in 1976. Yeah. And I loved that little kid. She's like, I used to like wag him around with me all the time because he was like a cool little baby. Yeah. And there's like a really cute picture of me like sitting in my like yellow, what the fuck are those things called? Like from the 70s, those fucking beanbags. Beanbag chair. Sitting in a beanbag chair, like holding my little bit, like looking down, and I'm like, look how cute a little baby is. Yeah, so... That's like my favorite picture. But no, it's like what I was going to say, like before you went off on your thing. before you interrupted me.
I didn't want to forget that one. That was fucking classic.
That was good.
Fucking classic. Man.
But yeah, well, it's a good thing that you like still talked about t-shirts because it does have something to do with a t-shirt. We said this on the regular episode, but since that's not going up until Monday or Tuesday, I wanted to give a shout out to Jason because he had just sent us, like yesterday, he just sent us a PayPal donation and he was like teasing us about, hey, Tom, where's my shirt and stuff like that. And so I was saying, like, we haven't made any shirts recently because we don't, you know,
supplies closed down.
Yeah, we don't have like we don't even have any shirts to print on, do we?
I
have one.
I got a bunch of shirts, but they're all mediums.
Oh yeah,
remember that?
I have one, a small, but it's a women's shirt. It's like a V-neck women's shirt. Yeah. I think I have one, but that's all.
We were at a store one time, and I said I'm gonna stock up for shirts for myself.
Yeah,
but then I never got around to printing on them.
Yeah,
so they're all just mediums.
Yeah,
you know, but we need men's and women's. We need a whole supply.
I know.
We need to take an order of everybody.
We need some people,
you know, like Rob. You know, I got to catch up with Rob.
Yeah.
And Rob's given us so many damn movies.
Yeah. Over time. Unbelievable amount.
Yeah. I told him I'd hook up his girlfriend too. Give him some damn baby doll shirts.
Yeah.
I said, and make your titties look big. And she goes, give me some of those. I said, I'll make her wear them. I said, okay. Jenny wears that shit. Looks like a couple fucking battleships.
I try not to wear them on the show because it would be too distracting. Well, like more distracting than they usually
are. Actually,
we
get all kinds of hits if you just fucking put them damn pasties on. Put you in a corset and put some fucking pasties on there. Have those bitches just fucking hanging there the whole time. And just pretend like it's nothing. You're just moving around like that and there's one flopping over this way and flopping over that way. Every time, like, cha-ching, cha-ching. Ching, donations going up, but I'm not going to make that kind of suggestion. That might be close to pimping you out. I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to make that suggestion, even though I just did.
That's how tricky I am.
Well, I have to say that, like, that would probably be a win because it wouldn't really matter, like, what we even said on the show because no one would
matter anymore.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, what is Tom? He's a genius. He's a genius at work.
Just nothing but fapping out there.
Fapping across the nation.
Yeah, all right. Fantastic shit.
All right. Are you done talking?
You guys have no idea what fucking gets said in this house. That's the good thing about sidetracks, because I don't have to stay focused on the fucking show. I'll just start talking shit. And when I'm in a good mood, man, I'll fucking say all kinds of crazy shit.
He does, yeah.
Get in trouble, too.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Well, because sometimes there's not really like any kind of, you just kind of like say things without really thinking about it sometimes.
Just say what I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like fucking Deacon Blues, you know what I mean? Remember that fucking Steely Dan song? Mm-hmm. You know, drink scotch whiskey all night long, die behind the wheel.
Well, don't do that.
They want a name for the winners in the world. I don't know, I'm not going to sing all this. I recommend that song if you guys, it's Ultimate Lounge Lizard song, Deacon Blues.
Yeah, there's something just very relaxing about
Steely Dan. Got to be in a damn leisure suit, man, with a fucking medallion listening to that shit.
You need a leisure suit.
Yeah. Fucking pastel colored, too.
My dad had one. It was powder blue.
Yeah, that's all you get, like a powder blue leisure suit. The fucking medallion. Then you no need tie, just fuck. I gotta grow my chest hair out.
Yeah, you'd have to grow chest hair. Or you could just, like, you know, stick it on there.
Yeah,
like
stick fake it on chest there.
Hair. Like, yeah. Like a little mat. Something like that. All right. So we're gonna wrap up. Like I said, sorry it took us a bit longer to get around to this, but we were farting around with the lights and we slept late and shit like that, too.
Yeah.
So hopefully you guys have a good Saturday and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.